decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
The U.S. Navy saying two crew members have died after ejecting from their FA-18 fighter jet before it crashed off the coast of the Florida Keys. Rescuers recovered the two in the waters off Key West, but they died a short time later at a nearby medical center. President Trump says Democrat Conor Lamb has apparently won the special election in a Pennsylvania congressional district that he won by 20 points in 2016. Trump reportedly telling the crowd at a fundraiser last night that Lamb ran on a campaign that said very nice things about him. And now there's a good chance there won't be any more Toys R Us Kids soon, as the company is planning to close all 800 of its U.S. stores 6 months after filing for bankruptcy. The Wayne, New Jersey-based company has been in business for 70 years, and it currently employs about 33,000 people across the USA. And this is USA Radio News.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Today could be a big day for anti-abortion advocates in the state of Iowa, where a House committee will be taking up a bill that the Senate passed last year dealing with selling fetal tissue. But fetal heartbeat language is now part of the measure, and that comes after a House panel attached the heartbeat provision to the measure yesterday. Abortions would be banned under the proposal if a doctor can hear a fetal heartbeat. A new report from the United Nations claims that Finland is the happiest place in the world to reside. USA Radio's Wendy King counts them down.
This year, Finland replaced Norway as the top nation listed in the 172-page World Happiness Report, followed by Norway, Denmark, Iceland, and Switzerland. Rounding out the top 10, the Netherlands, Canada, New Zealand, Sweden, and Australia. The report, released ahead of the United Nations World Happiness Day on March 20th, evaluated 156 countries, and those at the top were found to have high value in six categories: income, healthy life expectancy, social support, freedom, trust, and generosity. The United States dropped from 14th to 18th this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the government says first-time jobless claims were down slightly last week by 4,000. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's very special edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you to our country's most admired and successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals. And with the word successful defined on this program as not only what they've made, but how they've impacted others and given back. I'm John Resnick. It's great to be with you again today. Thanks for joining us. Folks, our guest today is not only one of my personal heroes, he also epitomizes the purpose of why we do this show. William Austin doesn't impress me just because he's the CEO of Starkey Laboratories, the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. That alone doesn't cut it. But it's what this man has done personally and through the Starkey Hearing Foundation that earns my utmost respect. William Austin has spearheaded the gift of hearing to hundreds of thousands of impoverished children around the world, and he's not slowing down anytime soon. Let's welcome today's guest and our friend, William Austin. Bill, welcome back to Legends of Success.
Well, it's good to be with you, John. It's always a pleasure to talk with good people, and you're doing a good thing with your show, and it's nice to be part of it.
Well, we're honored to have you part of our program and speaking in the lives of all of our listeners, because we truly look for great examples in America, people who set benchmarks and like I say, good examples for others. And I just want to commend you for all the great things you've been doing. How many missions did you go on this year alone so far, Bill?
Well, so far I've been on 7 missions, and I have 4 that I've gone along with the teams on, and I have 4 more scheduled. So that'll take me up to 11 through the year.
Absolutely incredible. And folks, what I want to do for your information, so you get a really good feel of what we're talking about today and who Bill Austin is. Bill is the owner and the CEO of Starkey Laboratories, as I alluded. That is the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. They've set standards in their industry, one of the true marks of a legend of success. Bill, give the folks an overview, first of Starkey Laboratories, so we can get a picture. And then after that, we're going to go back and see where all this began.
Well, Starkey Laboratories today, so you can get a picture, has facilities in 26 countries where we actually own factories and do work for people. We serve people all over the world. In all of the countries that we do not have facilities in, we try to make hearing available to those people. It so happens that some of parts of the world are so impoverished that there is virtually no commercial market at all. And in those places, we're virtually just providing hearing help without any charge to people who need it. Also, within the countries that that are commercially developed, we find that there are certainly people individually who, because of some challenges in their life, just don't have the means to get the hearing help they desperately need. So we try to make help available for those people. We have about 93 different locations in those 26 countries that we work from, and we supply thousands of customers that are in clinics, you know, universities, hospitals, doctors, hearing aid dispensers, audiologists with hearing devices to help them help people hear. So our business that keeps us open is serving the hearing impaired from those who can pay. And what gives us meaning in our life is just the expression of our art to help fix the broken ears of people and make them whole again, make them connected help connect them with life, make them part of life.
And that you've been doing so well. If you had a guesstimate, how many of those people do you think you personally and your foundation have helped going back more than 30 years now?
Oh, John, it's the numbers are getting pretty large now because we've been consistent about it. And, you know, the effects of our company have affected actually millions of people by now.
And that's true. I mean, I've calculated somewhere, and who knows how accurate the calculation is, Bill. I've gotten into hundreds of thousands, but what people don't realize is that the families, the immediate families who were affected by a loss of hearing, with someone in their family losing their hearing, they're all going through a lot of torture, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, a hearing loss separates people from each other. And people, we're a community animals. If we're alone, it diminishes us. We can no longer contribute to the family, to the community, and to our world. And when we help someone hear, when we connect them to the sound around them and being part of life, it changes their whole life. You can imagine just the loss of vision. What that does is it's a handicap. You can bump into walls, which is frustrating if you don't see where you're going. You can't see the beautiful things in nature, the butterflies and the flowers and the trees. But the greatest handicap, really, is to be separated from people and be isolated. Mm. And that's what hearing does. It separates people from the exchange of thoughts and ideas and feelings with their fellow man.
Well, I've got to commend you again. You've not only been profit-driven for a company, but I think in a bigger picture, you've been purpose-driven. And you know, Bill, when you look at it, without being purpose-driven to help others, do you think you would have been as profitable and successful over the years?
I don't know. I think I could make money, but I don't think I would care about making it. So probably not. The only reason I work hard is so I can increase my capacity to give. To me, that brings meaning to my life. And business is not difficult, but to me, the reason for business is the service that the business provides. That the business is there to serve people. And we determined a long time ago that people are equally important regardless of their financial status. And a hearing loss is certainly equally important. It should be a birthright. And if we can't, if our business is to fix people that would have broken ears, we have to make that available to all. We can't just help those with the money.
And I think that's probably what really inspired you to go to some of the third world countries where they absolutely do not have help.
That's right. We just had missions back from Vietnam, which I didn't go on, and China. As we work around the world, just to see, sometimes I can tell you on recent missions, we often have mothers hearing their children for the first time or children hearing their mothers for the first time. But I just stood in awe as a child for the first time tried to make sounds, and the mother could hear the child, and the child could hear the mother for the first time. Both of them had hearing impairment. And they'd just been separated from each other. And what an incredible thing it is to see those people be able to start to develop a communication.
What an amazing story. What an amazing life you're living. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Austin, William Austin, the CEO and owner of Starkey Laboratories, and the founder, the creator of the Starkey Hearing Foundation, is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success, starting out with absolutely nothing. The man today has 3,500, 4,000 employees around the world, over $400 million annually they're doing in business. He has fit four of the five of the last U.S. presidents, including our former guest Jimmy Carter and also Walter Cronkite, who's been here. And now William Austin is spending his entire life giving back to others. When we get back, we'll see how his whole life story started out and how he got to where he is. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Bill Austin is our exclusive guest today. Bill is the CEO of Starkey Laboratories, the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. He has helped literally hundreds of thousands of impoverished children around the world. We're so proud to have him here today. Bill, let's go back to where all this began. We know that your company is now doing hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and you've got thousands of employees. You're all over the world, but I've read about it. You've told me personally it's not the money that truly motivates you. Your biggest motivation is giving back, correct?
My biggest motivation is actually doing the work that I do. The work in itself is its own reward, and I couldn't... It brings meaning to my life to share the art that I've developed with the people who need it.
Mm. And I might add that before we go back here for a second, that your entire days now, what I understand, your entire workday is filled with just giving back. You don't personally charge.
The bulk of my time is now spent working on giving back, and it has been for quite a few years. I haven't written a check since 1970. When I first could get rid of that job by giving it off to accountants in the business, I don't see my bills. I don't see my charge cards or whatever. I try to devote all of my time to working on hearing and solving the issues of hearing people that I can. I don't play golf. It's my hobby as well as my passion. My hobby is actually fixing ears for people, and I don't personally charge for hearing aids or sell them. That's not something I like to do. I like to just focus on the problem and help people hear.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job of that. And where did all this begin? Where are you from originally, Bill?
I was born in Springfield, Missouri. My hometown is Nixa, Missouri, which is just 10 miles south of Springfield. Mm-hmm. And I still have a little farm down there that was my grandfather's farm.
I see. And growing up, were you industrious at all?
I think it was expected that I would be industrious, and I was. I started working, at a very early age to earn money to do the things that I needed to do or wanted to do, and it was, I think it was expected to, then. My father had survived the Depression. I was born in 1942, and we, everybody was expected to pitch in the family.
Sure. And growing up, your first dream, I believe, wasn't to be in the business you're in now. What was your first dream, business-wise or career-wise, Bill?
Well, actually, I finally decided what I wanted to do in high school. And I decided I wanted to be a physician because my grandfather had died of kidney failure. And there was no help for him. Everyone had to stand by and watch him slowly die. And he was a very good man, a very strong man, a very healthy man, other than his kidneys. And I decided to be a physician so I could help people. That's what I wanted to do. And as I went off to from Oregon, where I'd gone to the University of Oregon, to moved back to Minnesota to go to the University of Minnesota Medical School, I took a job making earpieces for hearing instruments. And when I saw how people could hear, I said, Bill, the reason you want to be a doctor is so you can help people. And I could see the difference in their faces and their eyes when they could hear again. He said, if you do this work, you'll be able to help people and you won't hurt anyone. There'll be no morbidity. You'll never lose a patient. But better than that, I saw something that I'd never seen before. I saw it captured the vision of business. I could see the future of building leverage through teams of people. I thought it was all about me. I was going to be a doctor, and with my healing hands, I'd help people. And it was just what I could do alone. And then I realized that I could do so much more with a team of people than I could ever do alone. Mm-hmm. I said to myself, I said, Bill Austin, you'll grow up. You'll get your degree. You'll probably become a doctor in Litchfield, Minnesota, or some small town. You'll affect the lives of maybe 15 or 20 people a day. If you go into business, you'll be able to have a world impact. You'll be able to, through the leverage of people, by working together in teams, have a greater effect on humanity. And I said, you only have one life to live. You only have one life to give, so you got to have the most impact. And I made that decision. It didn't take me days or weeks to think about it. That thought process all occurred in one day. I came home from the place where I worked, thought about what I had seen, and decided what I wanted to do.
What an incredible change and epiphany taking place. But when you first got in, I believe you had a part-time job working for someone else. You saw some injustices or inconsistencies in the hearing aid business. What did you see, Bill, and what did you not like?
Well, that was another thing I saw, and there's another thing I said to myself at the same time. I saw people that didn't explain themselves with honesty, and it wasn't because they wanted to be dishonest. They just weren't, very educated. They weren't very talented people, in my mind, and I felt I could do it better. And I thought about, well, I wouldn't talk, communicate to people like that. That's not technically correct, and it was unnecessary to be dishonest to get this job done right. In fact, it's an impediment. And I just felt convinced that it was a slow track. The people that I saw working in it, I said, Bill, if you want to win, get on a slow track. The people in this business are not doing it as well as it can be done. You can do better than that. So I thought that I could, not only would there be no morbidity, and not only could I leverage myself through teams, but I saw a lot of room for improvement. I thought that I could make a big improvement over what was being done.
And do you feel that when you started to make an improvement, I know, Bill, and I'm skipping around because you have so much to cover. I have so much to cover in a short hour, you know. But my point is that when you started to increase the standards in your industry, I guess you weren't the most popular guy in the world because now you're standing out versus your competition.
Well, when I started out, we set policies that I thought were important to serving people better and with integrity. So in our service policies were one that we guaranteed not the part that was put in, but the product to perform. And that had never been done by any of the companies. It was always parts and labor, and a lot of parts were charged for that weren't needed, and that's how the companies made money. And I said, I'm not going to lie to people or be dishonest. We'll charge for an unconditional warranty on the product and recondition that product so it hopefully will perform during the warranty and beyond. And so we tried to make each hearing aid as new as we could and bring it back to
original
specs.
I think you also offered, if my research is correct, a 90-day trial period. They didn't work. They didn't like it. Take it back. And a one-year worry-free warranty, which was a first in your industry. And that was back in the early 70s, correct?
Well, and then yes, I was talking back to the 60s. By the 70s, when we introduced the new products, I had started out by servicing hearing aids. But when we introduced the new products, before I sold the first ones, I thought about how they should be sold. And I said, well, the provision of better hearing is unpredictable at best, and only the person who hears knows how they hear.
Sure.
And for us to, what people buy aren't hearing aids. They buy better hearing. And it would be unconscionable to take someone's money for something they didn't receive. So we the only way to find out if they've received it is for the person to experience the hearing. So I said, all of our hearing aids will be sold on trial for 90 days. And when I introduced that policy, the competitors said I was crazy and I'd go broke within a year. And they thought it was laughable that I would try something so insane. And the International Hearing Society, which was the trade organization, tried to blacklist us for promoting heresy.
That's great sign for success. Hey, I got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and finish that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Cronkite, our recent guest on Legends of Success, said, William Austin would undoubtedly be successful in any enterprise, but untold thousands of people are grateful he chose helping the hearing impaired. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
This is Professor Stuart Diamond of the Wharton School of Business. You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Moscow's threatening to retaliate against British Prime Minister Theresa May's expulsion of some two dozen Russian diplomats in the wake of the Russian nerve agent poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter who live in the UK. Moscow's foreign minister is saying that the United Kingdom is exhibiting, quote, boorish behavior and that Russia will have a response to the diplomatic expulsions very soon. Still, British officials are increasing pressure on Moscow over what they charge was a Russian government sanctioned attempt to kill the former Russian double agent and his daughter with a military-grade nerve agent.
Someone close to the shooter called and said they feared he would carry out a school shooting to both the sheriff's office and the FBI.
Senate Republican Marco Rubio of Florida, one of many who slammed the FBI at a hearing yesterday for missing warning signs concerning the South Florida shooter, an FBI official says the agency made a mistake. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet.
Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
William Austin is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. Bill is responsible. As a matter of fact, he's called the magician by tens of thousands of underprivileged kids and the Santa Claus of hearing by countless families around the world. This man unselfishly gives of himself and his earnings and what he's created to help the impoverished and unfortunate children of the world who are hearing impaired hear again. And you know, a good question I wanted to ask you is, what's causing so much hearing loss? And is it greater today than it was before, Bill?
The hearing loss incidence today is so much greater than ever in our history. And it's climbing. And the reason for that is simply noise exposure. We have learned how to make things that make noise. And we've learned how to deliver sound to the ears directly. And that's a big issue. If you see someone with earbuds in their ears, these little things that they wear with, the little DVD players, Walkmans, the whatever, that are, they're using MP3 players to listen to music while they're exercising, while they're doing the work. Sound that's put directly into the ear canal, there's no room for that sound energy to dissipate. Mm. And sound energy that's that trapped in that small confine can damage hearing very, very quickly. And often people, when they're around, roller skating or whatever they're doing, they're out exercising in the noise of the city. They often turn these things up so loud that when they go by you, you can hear the sound coming out of their ears. Mm. At that level, they're just really rapidly damaging the hearing. Mm. Now, what happens is the development of hearing loss is rather insidious, so the person doesn't realize it. It's not like you lose all of your hearing in one day of noise exposure, but it's cumulative.
Yes.
So you lose just a little bit today and just a little bit tomorrow and a little bit more, and finally after a few years of noise exposure, your hearing is down. Hair dryers have enough sound energy to damage hearing, and then you go up to lawnmowers or leaf blowers. Imagine the guys out working in a lawn maintenance business that are running around with leaf blowers every day. Every one of these people are going to need hearing help.
Yeah, they're too loud.
If they live, they're going to need hearing help. Hmm. The only way they'll avoid it is if they can get in a car accident and kill themselves. But if you just can't, you can't expose yourself to that kind of noise and not need help, not need to have your ears fixed. And, actually, they know, pain in the ear begins at about 125 decibels, and there are people with these boom boxes in their, their cars are so beefed up that they're running at 140 decibels and more that it's measured. And the loudest sound that's possible to occur physically is 194 decibels.
Hmm.
An airplane engine at 100 feet is about 140 decibels. And there are kids riding in cars that are putting out that level of noise. They're actually sustaining some pain in the ear and enjoying it. And rapidly. But there's just so many things. I mean, even toys that are made for children, rubber squeak toys and things, can emit sound loud enough to, to be damaging to hearing. So there's so many things that didn't exist for our forefathers. So we have this new condition of more and more noise. With better health, people are living longer, and so there's more time to accumulate hearing loss and have it affect you. I think in the old days, who would have hearing loss in the community? Perhaps the blacksmith. Today, virtually everyone has an opportunity to be exposed to hearing loss.
Let me ask you this one, Bill. So many people out there have hearing aids, and they're all complaining they don't work. You and I spoke about a very close person to me last year. I told you about her problems with hearing. And, you know, when we look at this, there are so many hearing aids that aren't working for whatever reason. What makes Starkey, and if, again, folks, no one pays to come on here, but I'm really curious, what makes the Starkey technology so different that you're allowing people to hear who can't hear with a conventional hearing aid?
I don't know if it's our technology. Let me explain something. No one, no hearing aid manufacturer, and there are six in the world today. We're the only American-based company that's a leading world manufacturer of hearing instruments. That business has all gone overseas. But there are five other companies besides my company that make hearing aids. Not one of those companies has any intention of making a bad hearing aid. So it's not about the hearing aid that's made poorly or the technology that's poor. We believe we're on the cutting edge of technology and we're doing a little better. But I think what's made a difference for us is the absolute dedication and focus to helping people hear, not make things. I think the other companies are engineering-driven, and they want to make things that work. I want to help people. Mm. And so because of that, I've learned every ear is different, and every person that ear is attached to is different. And you have to learn how to interface the device to the ear. And because of the extreme experience we've had of bringing so many thousands of people into our factories, and particularly at world headquarters at our center of excellence, that have had difficult ears to fit from our customers who've faced challenges, and we've flown them in at our expense or they've come in at their expense, and we've solved those problems. Our people who make the instruments have learned more from those patients, and we've learned how to do a better job. And it's just a matter of execution. It's a matter of responding to a lot of the hearing aids today are custom instruments. They're made for ears that are all different, and we've learned how to respond and build to the ear and interface to the ear a little bit better, and that's what's giving us the advantage. It's not about technology. It's not about a thing. It's really an art.
Let's take a quick break here, Bill. John Resnick here on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories along with those small everyday moments which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
William Austin has been sharing his life story with us. There's so much to cover on how he started out originally wanting to be a medical doctor, a physician, and he figured out that by building a business and working through the hands of a multitude of people, he could affect and improve the lives of so many others. And man, has he done that, helping so many thousands and thousands of hearing impaired around the world, and now spends almost his entire life giving back to others. He's created the Starkey Hearing Foundation, and he is the CEO and the owner of the world's leading custom hearing device manufacturer, Starkey Laboratories. Bill, understand you've got a big fundraiser. I saw the list of stars that were there last year. I'm so impressed. Tell the listeners about what you're doing.
Well, it's important for me to do this. When I started out, I thought, gee, I would just work really hard and there would be no children in deaf schools anywhere in the world that we wouldn't reach out to and help. And that was when I was young and naive. I didn't realize how large the world is, and I came to understand that I couldn't do it alone, and it's going to be a continuing problem. I thought once that I'd get everybody started and get the hearing fixed, and everyone would just sort of realize how important hearing was and would automatically pick up the slack. I don't believe that anymore, and I know we have to create a lasting entity to do this work, and that's the Starkey Hearing Foundation. And this support that we're trying to achieve through the gala is very important because it reaches out to the community and involves people that want to be part of it. Garth Brooks, Trish Yearwood, his wife, and on the Guadalajara mission coming up, Trish Yearwood is going with me. Just find out what it's like to you know, really fit these hearing aids. We're going to have her help children and fit them and work with us.
So you've got Trisha Yearwood going, helping out to actually fit ears now, fit hearing aids.
Well, I think that's important.
That's wonderful.
Because a person, when they get up and perform for us, you know, they're not just talking about something they don't know about and something they don't feel.
That's great.
And when it comes from the heart, it has so much more meaning.
Before I forget, and there's no question about it, before I forget, for people listening right now,
I think it's called tell me again so I don't get it wrong. How can they get in touch with a website? How can they find out more information about this wonderful fundraiser you're doing?
It's sotheworldmayhear.org.
Okay, so sotheworldmayhear.org. I highly encourage our listeners, because we can listen, to just go and check it out. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify, it has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Legends of Success.
95% of the kids in deaf schools around the world are not deaf. They can be helped with hearing aids.
We all take hearing for granted because it's always been with us. But when people don't have it, they desperately want to hear another person say, I love you.
I had to really hold back tears, you know, just to see the smiles on their face.
I want to be able to touch as many people as I can while I'm here on Earth.
Starkey's goal this year is to do over 100,000 hearing aids.
We are getting the message out there, and it's growing.
Alone, we can only do so much, but together you change the world.
There's literally thousands of people that have come to receive the gift of hearing.
We're giving these people hope again.
This is not something that they have to do. It's something they want to do.
I don't believe in disabilities. I believe in ability.
It's an organization that matters.
Bill Austin is our exclusive guest today. Bill is the CEO of Starkey Laboratories, the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. He has helped literally hundreds of thousands of impoverished children around the world. We're so proud to have him here today. You know, Bill, as we take a look at your life and the things you've accomplished and how you've helped others, do you have a philosophy that you live by, any tenets of success that you really that really drives your life and gives you passion?
Well, you know, I found that I talk to myself first and ask why I'm doing the work. And if I can find the underlying reason why it needs to be done, then I can find the passion to follow through and keep the commitment that's necessary to get the job done. So that started out from the very beginning when I asked myself what I wanted to do as a young man, and I decided that I wanted to help people. And then I decided that I could help more people through business than I could as a single physician in private practice. I didn't think I would be a good researcher. I didn't expect to develop a cure for polio like Jonas Salk or a major disease. And I said, Bill, you're just a good clinical guy. You're going to like working with people. And if you work in business, you'll be able to create teams and do more. So it's all deciding why you're doing something, if you know why you're doing it, if you find your purpose in life and then follow that purpose. So I ask why I was doing it, and I ask why and I did it well, and I ask why and I did it well, and then I ask for direction in my life. It's important to keep asking. And when I ask for direction and I receive the direction, I followed that faithfully. I promised to follow it faithfully. And today, we're serving people around the world just like the vision was. I had a vision of helping people around the world before we ever had one facility outside the United States. When we were just a small company in one place, our motto was for the foundation was so the world may hear. And I saw our company as a world company. In the 1970s, I knew I would be helping people behind the Iron Curtain when theoretically the Iron Curtain hadn't fallen and there would, you know, there was no way. But as we look to the future and we see where the world is going, where we're going, we knew that there would be no barrier that would keep us from going there, that we would find a way and it would happen. And it has happened. So I think it's very, very important for people to continue to ask why, not what do I do or how do I make money, but why should I do this work? Why me? Why should I be chosen? What can I give that is going to make our community better, our world better, through sharing my art that I've developed? And that gift brings you life, brings you energy, and gives you the strength that you'll need to stick in there and do the work. So I've always been given back more than I give. When I go on a mission to other countries and I fit the children, I come back so strong and so energized, because the love that's reflected back to you when you can reach out and help someone who's there's nothing they can give you, they can't even buy shoes, and when you can connect them with life, the respect and love that's reflected back is so energizing. It gives me the strength to just want to keep going on.
God bless you. What a wonderful life you live.
Well, think about anyone that finds this in their work can do this. If you find out what the meaning of your work is and why you're doing it, and you put the love of your work into your work, now how can you go to a fast food restaurant and get food like a little guy that comes from Sicily and opens a little restaurant, and you go to the restaurant, and when he has the love of his life, of his what he does, his art, his creativity put into that, there's no comparison.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As you look forward, what are the greatest strategic challenges you think you have with Starkey moving forward in competition? Is it overseas manufacturing competing? How does this work?
Our greatest challenge is realizing the potentials that are there before us. It's easy to conceive. It's much more difficult to achieve. I know how important education is. We have much more complicated hearing instruments today. They're very sophisticated, and we have to teach our people how to apply them better, so that the better hearing opportunities are realized that we have. We have wonderful opportunities, and so we have a great opportunity in education that must be realized in training and helping people develop the highest levels of skill. That's probably the biggest challenge that I have, and we're working on that today.
I just want to thank you so much for being my friend and being a guest on behalf of our listeners.
Well, you're more than welcome, John. It's my honor and pleasure to be with you anytime you need me to come and talk about hearing. I'd love to do that.
I also want to thank Monique Moss from Warren Cowan & Associates, our team at Legends of Success, for syndicating this program across America. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for tuning in. It's been fabulous having you with us today. And again, thank Bill Austin and the wonderful people with Starkey. You've been listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. military is acknowledging for the first time that U.S. troops did fight Islamic State militants in Niger, 2 months after American troops were killed in that African nation. In a statement to CNN, a Pentagon spokeswoman says that during a mission in the Lake Chad Basin region on the morning of December 6th, a combined force of Nigerian and U.S. military members came under fire from violent extremists, and in a firefight that followed, 11 militants were killed, though no American or forces from Niger were harmed. Many Americans expressing shock and sadness at news that Toys R Us is closing its remaining 800 stores in the U.S. after filing for bankruptcy.
I've known it since I was a kid, and so it's fascinating to see all these huge stores closing.
That woman speaking outside a Florida Toys R Us store, and this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share, but tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
President Trump alluding yesterday to phase two of the tax cut plan he signed into law in December. This morning, special counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, suggested that part of that second phase will include making many of the tax breaks permanent. And she says newly named White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow will help the president make that happen and more.
Larry, I think, will continue to pick up that mantle and have phase two of tax cuts, plow forward on infrastructure and a strong, sound economy. This is a president who wants to continue with the prosperity and the security that he's already brought to America.
Conway was speaking on Fox and Friends. Meanwhile, Democrats oppose making the tax breaks permanent, saying that would add even more to the national deficit, which they say will cost everyone more in the long run. The U.S. Navy still hasn't released the identities of two crew members who died after ejecting from their F-18 fighter jet before it crashed off the coast of the Florida Keys during a training mission yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes...